You know, there's a nice book you could get called Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. And there's a very interesting story about a certain baker who lives up in Muncie. And he survived the war, and he was interviewed as to how he survived the Holocaust. He was telling his story. So he told the following story. He said that he was from a little town in Poland. His father was a baker. And the Nazis came into the town, and they took everybody. He said he took his little sister, and he ran into the forests. And he hid his sister. And he said his sister, she was a beautiful, beautiful girl. She was a little girl. She was the light of his eyes. And he said he had one goal. He said, I don't care what happens to me, but this little girl is going to survive all this. That was his mission. One day, he came back to the place where he was hiding. They were hiding like a little bunker. His sister was gone. He asked people around what happened. He said there was a roundup. And they came and they took her. So he said, without even thinking, he marched himself down to the house where the headquarters of the Gestapo. He didn't even knock. He just pushed the door open. And he said, where's my sister? And the Nazi, this arrogant person, looks at him and he said, what do you want? He said, I want my sister. He said, you want your sister? You know, you Jew, you want your sister? Get out of here. And he started to say, I want my sister. So all of a sudden, the Nazi who was in charge, the captain, whatever he was, he comes down and he hears, what's the commotion? And so he says, this person, he wants his sister back. He says, looks at him, he says, you want your sister back? So I'll give you your sister back on one condition, that you have hair growing on the palm of your hands. You know, in Christianity, they believe that the devil has hair growing on the palm of his hand. And when he shows you that palm, that hair, that's a sign you're going to die. So it's basically saying, you know, I'll give it to you. You know, you show me hair growing on the palm of your hand. If not, get out of here, I'll kill you. So he reaches into his pocket. He pulls out his hand. Thick black hair sprouting out of the palm of his hand. This Nazi says, Jew devil, take your sister and get out of here. He grabs his sister by the hand. He runs as fast as he can. Doesn't look back. They run into the forest. They end up joining a group of partisans. They end up surviving the war. And now he's telling the story 40 years after the war. So the interviewer looks at him and says, you know, that's a beautiful story. It's an amazing story. He said, let me see your hand. Hair doesn't grow on a person's palm. That's impossible. Let me see your palm. He opens up his palm. Thick black hair sprouting out of the palm of his hand. He said, well, that's impossible. It doesn't grow there. What's this about? So he said, my father was a baker in Poland. One time when I was 10 years old, I was helping my father bake bread. And my hand got caught in the cutting machine. And it ripped the palm of my hand off. And in those days in Poland, 1930, they did a primitive skin graft. And they grafted skin from another part of my body where hair grew, I guess back of the leg or something like that, where hair grew. They grafted it onto the palm. And because those cells contained cells that, you know, where hair grew from, hair has always grown from the palm of my hand. See, you imagine this mother in 1930, a little 10-year-old, you know? His hand gets caught in the machine. He's screaming and he's crying and his whole palm is ripped off. And they have to do this primitive skin graft. And she looks up at Hashem and she says, Hashem, he's a little boy. How can you bring such pain to a little boy? And if she could hear Hashem's response, you know what she would hear? She said, I just saved your little boy's life. I saved his life. I saved your daughter's life. It's going to take a few years to see it. But one day you're going to see it.